So I've got to turn this into an audio because it's going to take a while to explain what I'm getting ready to say. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, but anyway, somebody got a promotion, so I called her and congratulated her. She said, "Thank you." She said, "Well, you helped, you manifested it, you spoke it into existence." I said, "Well, no." I said, "Well, the secret is to know that it's all to act like it's already happened." I said, "I didn't do anything. You just act like it already happened." Anyway, a lot of what she was going through, though, she had to let go of the shadows of her past, you know. And the shadows of your past, to think that you can't do something when you can do it, that's the secret. A lot of times your childhood stuff, the strongholds from your childhood have to be let go. They have to be destroyed, you know. The past is the past. And see, what you went through in the childhood trauma or any kind of trauma that you went through is actually designed to push you to the higher level, to push you higher, you know. Now, a lot of times it's really a driving force that's off the roof. But then when you wake up to the fact that what's going on, the reason you're driven is because something happened to your child, then you can actually take that energy, and it doesn't have to be extreme because you can only do something so long in the extreme, and then you crash and burn. So instead of staying into the extreme mode, just have a steady state rise up. Understand what's motivating you now, you know? And when you can figure out what's motivating you, then you can throttle it down and use that power and create a long, long distance run, you know? What motivated you was the pain that you had in some kind of experience, whether it was childhood or whatever. And so you're motivated to rise up higher and longevity and all that. So you throttle it down so that you don't just crash and burn. You have to throttle it. Kind of like back in the day, we had carburetors and we would adjust our carburetors. We'd go out there with a screwdriver and adjust your carburetor. You could make it lean or more lean or whatever. Use less gas, more gas, whatever. And so you throttle it down, you can only go so fast. There's times when you take off the throttle and you make it happen faster, but when you throttle things down, you keep rising up. But if you just if you're on full throttle all the time, you're going to get up, you're going to rise up, and then you're going to crash and burn, you know. So you take that throttle and you adjust it to where it's steady state increase. And I would say 5% increase is the key. Because when I ran a book business for 5 years, I was studying how businesses run and all that. And the businesses start out exponential, right? But they start out exponential, but they all drop down to 5% increase. All of them. Because the ones that rise up too fast, they crash and burn. And I know this, and I should use it for investing. When I sell calls and puts on a stock, I need to remember this because sometimes the price will go up real fast, but you know it's going to drop back down, you know. And it goes up past that 5%. There's a reason that it's going up. Hype, you know. Especially if it's a business that's been around a while. It will drop back down eventually. There's a limit on everything. Now, in the spirit realm, there's really not a limit because Y is equal to E to the X. E is spirit. X is take up your cross. If you really want to rise up higher and higher, you take up your cross every day. And you rise up. The way to have exponential growth spiritually is take up your cross. Deny yourself and take up your cross. I'm going to go over here to Walmart and get me an electric blanket. I thought this would be a long conversation, but I'm over here near Walmart, so I'm going to go get that electric blanket just to experiment with it this year. I don't think you should put the electric blanket on top of you because I don't know. When I had one before years ago, it just had this weird, it gave you like, you could just to feel the magnetic field around it. It wasn't comfortable. I'd say put the electric blanket on top of a blanket, you know. Anyway, that was a sidebar. So to have that exponential growth is great, but you're going to have to take up your cross. But you know you're going to crash out in the natural, in the 3D, if you do it too much. So how do you manage and throttle it down in the 3D? You find what your limits are, and you pay attention to your inner man, and you stay in the Word, and you cut off the noise, and you cut off the music, and cut off everything that's a distraction, and you cut off the Jezebels and the narcissists. And you cut off the negative Nancys and you cut off the doubting Thomases because you don't want a voice in your ear gate. It's trying to slow you down. And if you can't tell who is who, you start taking notes. If it's a person who you can't really tell which one they are, you start taking notes. And when you finally take enough notes, you see what they are and you cut them off. Because a leopard can't change its spots, you know. And so once you peg a negative Nancy or a doubting Thomas, you cut them off because they are the anti and they will persecute you and smile to your face, you know. They'll smile to your face, but the whole time they're persecuting you and setting you up for failure. These people are real. I really don't know why they don't have their own thing going on, but they're real. I just had a Jeep go by. It said Rubicon. So when you finally make this decision, you cross the Rubicon, you don't put up with them anymore. The narcissistic psychopath, you shut them down. And you shut them down for real. And you don't play games. And if they don't like it, too bad. There's two worlds happening right now. There's two worlds happening right now, all the time. The flesh mind or the spirit mind. And 98% of the people are in the flesh mind. And if you ever meet and run across people who are in the spirit mind, you better hang on to those kind of friendships and don't let them go. And I promise you, Jezebel, when she sees you flowing in the spirit, you are a target because she wants the vampire off of you. And just because somebody has money don't mean they're in the spirit mind. I want you to know that right now. Just because somebody has a position of power or money does not mean they're in the spirit mind. Because this world is built on the flesh mind that most people are in it. And these people who are narcissistic love to control and manipulate and do sorcery and witchcraft and all that. So if you want to step into the spirit mind, make sure you, when you're dealing with these people, don't put any confidence in the flesh, because what they tell you, the future faking and all that, is just big fat lies. You get into the steady state mode and you become stable and you set your affections above. And if you have some goals down here, hallelujah, but make sure your spirit mind, your goals in the spirit are more important than the goals in the natural, because the goals in the natural are easy. If the spirit's right, the natural is right. Because you're living in peace and truth. They're living in chaos and drama. They're living in chaos and drama. And nothing about them is peaceful. They might show it for a minute, but it's just a show. They can't live in peace because there's no peace in them. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. So those who have rejected Jesus, you think they got peace? No, they don't have any peace. They don't have a lick of peace. Yeah, but they look like they do. Yeah, I know. They know how to paint that face. And they know how to paint that smile on their face. Think about it. Their whole life's been outward show. How they look on the outside and not the inside. I want you to really think about what I just said. I'm at Walmart, I'm getting ready to end this, but their whole goal in life is outside. Outward show and not inward. And if that's been their whole thing, their whole life, outward show, don't you think they're a master? Master at that? Yeah, they're a master at it. So don't let it fool you.